Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Welcome to this podcast. Today, we are discussing the subject of the new creation in Christ. As we explore what it means to be a new creation in Christ and the transformative power of God's love and grace, we will look at the scriptural basis for this truth and reflect on how it applies to our daily lives. The topic is the new life, and our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, this person is a new creation. The old things passed away, behold, new things have come.
When we are born again, there are a number of changes that will occur in our lives. That's why we are called new creation in Christ. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are regenerated and become a new creation. Our old self, with all its flaws, mistakes, and sins, is left behind. And we are transformed into a new person in Christ. We have a new set of spiritual eyes, a new heart, and a new mind. At that point, we see the world differently, and we live our lives differently. From our Bible text in 2 Corinthians 5:17, Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." Through the redemptive blood of Jesus, we are given a new birth in Christ. As we study today, let us remember that we are new creations in Christ. We are not defined by our past mistakes or failures, but by the love and grace of God. We are not limited by our fears or doubts, but by the power of the Holy Spirit within us. We are not enslaved by our sins, but by the freedom that comes from the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. As believers, we are truly a new creation. We have been given a new DNA. That of Jesus with a new set of senses, values, and spiritual principles. We become totally new in Christ. A question for you. Have you ever stopped to reflect on the specific ways in which your life has changed since becoming a Christian? Think about it for a moment. Before you were spiritually blind, but now you can see with the spiritual eyes. With spiritual eyes, you can see hidden things of life through the Holy Spirit in you. Luke chapter 8 verse 17 says, "Because this revelation lamp now shines within you, nothing will be hidden from you, it will all be revealed. Every secret of the kingdom will be unveiled and out in the open, made known by the revelation light." Through the Spirit of God, the revelation light in you, hidden things are revealed to you. Before we were spiritually deaf, but now we hear and respond to the Holy Spirit. John chapter 8 verse 47 says, "Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. It only the one that has the Spirit of God in him that can hear the voice of God." When we are born again, God gives us a new mind that is controlled by the Holy Spirit. Philippians 2 verse 5 says, "Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus." We are given the mind of Christ through which we can think and live like him. That's why we are called Christians. You must be Christ-like. Today, do you have the mind of Christ? Is your thoughts and desire still in conformity with that of Jesus? Check yourself if you are still complete in him. Through the atoning blood of Jesus, we have been brought near to God and given a living hope in Christ. We were once without God in this world, but now we have an intimate personal love relationship with him. Christ in us, the hope of glory, Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. Take a moment to reflect on your own life. Draw a line down the middle of a sheet of paper, and list the differences in your life, before and after becoming a Christian. How many differences could you write down? The more the number of the differences, the more it shows you are growing and becoming like Christ. As you grow in Christ, you have to keep changing and becoming like him. At this point in your life, there should be more changes and differences that signify growth in you. Before you are being fed with worldly things, but now you live daily on the Word of God. Apostle Paul showed displeasure about the Christians in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12 saying, "You have been believers so long now, that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's Word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. Check your life. Have you grown? Have you changed from the worldly things you feed your eyes, ears and mind before you are born again to the spiritual food, the Word of God? This change must have occurred. And now, you must not only feed on spiritual food, you have to move from milk to the solid food. As you go today, take a few moments to reflect upon what you shall be like, when Christ returns, or when He calls you home. Remember, as new creatures in Christ, we are fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, sharing in the promises of Christ. Let us be reminded of the transformative power of our faith and the new life we have in Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to You today in gratitude and humility, acknowledging the truth of Your Word that in Christ, we are a new creation. We thank You for the transformative power of Your love and grace that has changed us from the inside out. We confess that we often forget the magnitude of this change and get caught up in our old ways and old thinking. We ask for Your forgiveness for the times we have failed to live up to the new creation You have made us to be. We ask for Your guidance and help to renew our minds, to see the world and ourselves through Your eyes, and to live our lives in a way that reflects Your love and grace. Today, we ask for Your strength and courage to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the world and to make a difference in the lives of others. Help us to be a light in the darkness, a beacon of hope in a world that is often filled with despair, and a living testimony of the transformative power of Jesus Christ. We pray that You keep and guide us today, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Exodus chapter 4, chapter 5 and chapter 6. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 17 verse 1 to 13. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.